Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Sean Murphy back on the show. Sean's a great member of our Brain Trust, CEO and co-founder of Switch and Shift, author of The Optimistic Workplace, and he's a thought leader in the area of helping you and me do a better job of managing our folks and helping them to be successful in their assignments. He's our good friend Sean Murphy. Welcome back.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
It's good. We had a couple of months break, and so we're come back and fresh.
So here we are in the summertime,
yep.
And most businesses give their employees time off. They get a vacation, a week or maybe two sometimes, depending on the company. But everybody doesn't take their vacation, do they?
No. In fact, 25% of Americans, I was just doing some research yesterday, only 25% of Americans take all their paid vacations.
Why? 25%? Only 25? 75% don't take it.
Yeah, don't take all of it.
Wow.
Right. They might take a Friday, Monday type thing if there's a holiday near there. But so we've got a bunch of workaholics in America, which isn't necessarily a bad thing in terms of the drive, but
it's different from every other place in the world.
Yeah.
In Europe, they take their vacation before they show up. That's true.
Yeah. Well, what the
all of
research.
It.
It's common for them to take, 4 weeks off in the summertime?
And in some countries over there in Europe, no kidding, by law, you get a 6-week vacation year one. And if you want to, you can take your 6 weeks on the first 6 weeks of your employment. How stupid!
I did not know that.
How stupid is that?
It shows a lot of trust, right?
Yeah, no, stupid as far as I'm concerned. But anyway,
all right.
But we're not that bad over here. But we do have a problem with this, though, don't we?
We do, and I wanted to just let you know, when we're small business owners, it's really easy for us to fall into a trap for ourselves. And I'll take vacation or I'll take a couple of days here and there. But the unfortunate side effect of that can be very damaging for us physically and mentally. So, you know, for example, for those small business owners who work 11-hour days, which is not uncommon, I'm a small business owner, we are 2 times more likely to have a major depressive episode.
Hmm.
And our cognitive functioning is greatly diminished if we consistently work 11 hours a day.
Hmm.
And what the science shows is we need to give our brains a break. And when we don't give it a break, we aren't coming back to work with all of our capabilities, both mentally and physically.
So we need to send people home, right? We don't need them to. I mean, if they want to work over, I always appreciate it if I see an employee who I know they've got a project going on, or they haven't heard from somebody they're waiting on. You know, there's another piece of the puzzle coming in or something, and they stay with it. I don't mean 5 days a week every week. I mean just for from time to time. I always appreciate that. I think that's a positive sign of engagement.
I would agree.
But it doesn't need to become a way of life.
And that's the key point, is we, as business owners, we've got to keep an eye on how often are our employees working those 11-hour days and what frequency are they taking their vacation.
Right.
Because, you know, not only for their well-being, but also for the good of the customer, for the good of the quality of their work, you know, taking time off is a key way of recharging. We can come back to our work with greater vigor than, say, if we're just dragging our butts in because we've been working, you know, 60, 70 hours a week.
Well, of course, most people, if they're working more than 40 hours a week, they need to be getting compensated for that, either time and a half or some kind of a bonus system. I mean, if around here, we don't really keep up with folks with their time that much because they have a job to do, and we know how much time it takes to get that job done. Some Tuesdays they have to stay late. Some Fridays they get to leave early.
Right.
And that's good. It works around here. But this business of working that many hours, it's you're right. And the research shows that it can be detrimental to the overall performance of the organization. We're going to talk about this some more. There's one other thing, one other specific technical reason why you want to make sure your people take off. And we'll talk about that after this break with Sean Murphy and Jim Blassinger. Stay with me.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help you?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.